Hello everybody and welcome back to my channel. I am your host, Davin James. I'm glad to be here with all of you guys here today. If you're new here, please remember to like, subscribe and comment to my channel as it helps a bunch with the YouTube algorithm. And with that being said, let's get on with today's episode, shall we? So today, I'm back with another song review. Last week or the week before, I dropped an episode where I talked about a song called Be Who You Want To Be, which was by an independent artist and a close friend of mine, by Jacob Ohm. And I really liked what I did with that episode. Hopefully you guys did too. So I thought I'll do another one. And this time with a song that I actually was a little bit, when I first heard it, I was a little bit unsure about, because it didn't sound like the sound I'm used to hearing with the band Linkin Park. So this song came out in 2017. And I remember clear as day. I was in college one day, shocker, you know, this takes me back to the Yummy episode I did where I talked about how I was in college when I met Jacob Ohm and when I was introduced to one of his songs, but this is a completely different story. But I was in college one day and I heard that Linkin Park were dropping a new song on a certain day when I was in college. I was like, yes, I can't wait. Because it had been a while since Linkin Park had dropped new material. So I was really excited to see or hear what comes out of this new material they're dropping. So then one day I was on a break and was sitting inside a classroom and notification popped up my phone about Linkin Park's new song. I was like, yes, okay. So I went on YouTube, I listened to the song and I was like, what is this? Like, I wasn't sure how I felt about it. It didn't sound like anything I'd heard from Linkin Park before in a way, which was not a bad thing either, because I love the band. And one of the things I love about the band is that they always experimented with different sounds, with the music, different genres with the music. Hence why they made rap metal, if that's even a thing, such a popular thing, because they did a song called Numb Encore, or they combined the two songs with Jay-Z. And that was a huge success, and that really opened the door for like a lot of hip-hop fans going to rock music. A lot of rock music fans coming to the hip-hop side of things. So it's a really cool experiment, if you will. So I had known Linkin Park to do many different things with their music, and I liked that about them. They were creative, they were always staying relevant, and they were always trying new things, which is really important to want to stay updated with the game, so to speak. So I heard this, and I didn't really like it. I was like, this sounds very pop. This sounds like something I would hear in the charts. That's not a bad thing at all. You want your music to be in the charts. You want your music to be on the radio. You know, because that's important for your music. Exposure is important for your music. But for me, I was like, I don't really know how I feel about this. Like, this sounds, again, too pop. Very different from what I'm used to hearing from Linkin Park. Even if they are, if they have done songs that might have sounded similar in the past, this just didn't really hit right with me. But later on in the year, I thought maybe I was just having a weird day. Maybe I'm just inside my own head a little bit and I wasn't really giving this song the attention that it probably deserved. So one day I decided to listen to it again. And then this time I started listening to the lyrics, which I'll pull up here. So some of the lyrics really started resonating with me once I started hearing it a bit more. Like, I don't like my mind right now. Stacking up problems are so unnecessary. Wish I could slow things down. I want to let go, but there's comfort in the panic. So when I started hearing that bit right there at the top of the song, I was like, this sounds like he's talking Chester, this was, because Chester, it was him and his other artist, who was featured here, I can't pronounce her name. But it was just Chester and this featured artist on the song. So when Chester was saying this stuff, like, I don't like my mind right now, blah, 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 I was like, he's talking about mental health. Like, I can relate to what he's saying here. Like, I don't like my mind right now. Stacking up problems are so unnecessary. So he's basically talking about, at least in my opinion, mental health and anxiety. Because what is anxiety? You know, for the most part, anxiety has been in your own head. Stacking up problems that are not really there, but your mind, you're letting your mind create these problems that are not really there, and you're creating your own unhappiness, or the stress, or this you know, anxiousness upon yourself. And for the most part, you don't really realize what you're doing. Your mind just sort of takes over. And then you're just there in the moment, like overthinking everything, questioning your life, questioning your purpose, you know, creating problems are not really problems, creating enemies or you know, stuff like that are not really. What I'm trying to say is, like, you were just stacking up problems that are not really problems and nothing that was really there for the most part, you know what I mean? And, like, it carries on here, saying, I drive myself crazy, thinking about everything's about me, thinking everything's about me, rather. Yeah, I drive myself crazy because I can't escape the gravity. And that's just it, like, you're not looking at other people's perspective on things in terms of how they look at you or how they treat you. You're just thinking of everything's about you. That's just what it is. Like, you're kind of being selfish in some ways. Like, you're not looking at the bigger picture. You're not looking at anything from an other perspective. You're just thinking about you and you alone. Like, you're the problem here, in a sense. Like, you're creating these problems. No one else is creating these problems for you. It's just you. You're wrapped inside your own head. And without realizing it, it's like, you've, like, what the hell am I doing? In some ways, like, that's how I felt listening to the song. Like, your mind feels so heavy, you're carrying around all this weight inside your head, and you're not really sure what to do with it. Like, how much can you can carry? How much can you keep dragging around? You know, like it says here, keep dragging around what's bringing you down. If you let go, you'll be set free. You know that. You know, if you just let this go, stop thinking about it, stop letting it bother you, you'll be set free. But because you can let it go, because there's some comfort there in the panic, you're continuing to keep it there. Or you're making it grow even bigger than it was originally. And I could keep talking about this song for a long, long time. Because that's how I started really thinking about it. Like, you know, like, this song's got something here. This has got a real deep, meaningful meaning that I probably did not discover at first. And speaking of the meaning of the song, at one point I even googled this myself, like, what was the meaning behind the song? Like, what was going on in the lives of these, you know, of the band and whatnot, to the point where they decided to record the song? And I literally came up saying, lyrically, the inspiration for Heavy came from band members' conversations about frustrations and troubles in their own lives. From that, they found that there was some heavy stuff happening in each other's lives. Chester Bennington stated that personally, he has had a hard time with life, even on a good day. So, is that this is about mental health in some cases, but this is more from their mental health, what's going on in their own personal lives, and what's bothering them, in a sense. And that's what I liked about Linkin Park. Like, even if you didn't realise it, they were always someone who did what they want in terms of their music. They really spoke about a higher purpose, a higher message, real life problems. Even if you don't realize it, they're not just like a band, you know, a really cool band with cool beats or cool instruments or a lead singer who could sing like an angel but scream like a devil, which is one of my favorite quotes about Chester, because it's so true. But no, that's literally how they were. Like, this band was something special. This band was something that we all needed in life. At any part in life, we needed this band. And they always had a really cool personal connection with the fans, especially Chester, who was the lead singer of the band, for those who don't know, until his unfortunate passing back in the following year, 2017, I think. But no, like, this band was just something special, and no band had what they had in terms of a connection with the fans, a relationship with the fans, their music really hitting you where it hurts. Yeah, like, they were just unbelievable. And they were just like a complete package, in a sense, of what you could wish for in a band. And I could never, you know, they've touched many people's lives. I could never think about what they've done for other people. But for me, when I've listened to, like, you know, someone like Chester, I'm like, this guy, he's just real. Like, he doesn't hide behind this rock star image, if you want to call it that. He doesn't hide behind the cameras, the fame, whatever. he's real. What you see is what you get with him. And that's the same for any other band, really. What you see is what you get. They were just cool dudes who you could chill with backstage, have a beer or two, and just have a chat about life, I suppose. And that's what I really liked about them. And especially, you know, when it came to their music, like, there were so many songs who were like, it was powerful and emotional. And you're like, no one does stuff like this. Like, these guys need to be protected at all costs because their music was just phenomenal. You know what I mean? Even if they changed sounds here and there, and even if most of those sounds did not come across as the best sound they possibly could have done, or this album wasn't the best, this album or this song wasn't the best compared to this song, you know, you can always argue about that sort of thing for ages, because that's always a healthy debate in terms of music. You can always debate, well, this is better, or no, that's better. That's just how it is. That's always been a debate among people, I suppose. Kind of a stupid debate, but, you know, when you're people are passionate about someone's music, you kind of just, like, you want to defend it at all costs, regardless of what other people want to say. You know what I mean? At least that's what I think of it, anyway. But then, obviously, the sad thing about this is that Chester Bennington is no longer around. He passed away back in, like, again, I think it was 2017, late 2017, maybe 2018. And I gotta be honest, and I think I'm okay to speak on this on behalf of most Linkin Park fans. No celebrity's death has hit me as hard as it hit me compared to Chester's. Without having, like, a real personal connection to him, other than the music, other than him as an individual, when he would speak about his past issues with, you know, his demons in the past. I'm not going to go into it, but his past demons. And how he was just this open book, and he wanted to try being an inspiration for people. No matter if they liked the music or what, it didn't matter. He just wanted to be an inspiration for people. So when he passed away, I was like, wow. Like, even to this day, I'm still like, wow. I don't know how to feel. Like, I feel sad, of course. Absolutely, I feel sad for him as a person, for his family and friends, and as a music fan as well. I feel sad because this guy's gone, you know. And it's like, what just happened, you know, in a sense. It's weird because, like, when you think about fame and celebrities, you don't really think about having really that much of a connection to them in some ways, without having to know the person anyway. But I don't know, man. There was just something about Chester where it's like, his death really hit you home. It really hit, and it was really emotional. Like, and to this day, like, you know, I just said it just then, but, like, even to this day, I'm still like, I can't believe he's gone. Whenever I listen to a Linkin Park song from the past, regardless of what album, regardless of what song it is, I'm still blown away by Chester's performance. You know, this guy had such energy and charisma on the mic, and such power in his voice, which was like no other person in music at the time, especially in a band. And I think, man, this guy was taken way too soon. This guy did not deserve to be taken so soon. He was such a role model for some people, and such an inspiration for some people. This guy, you know. And I think, I've heard this quote before. I heard it actually just recently in a YouTube comment, where Chester saved so many people with this, with the music, with Linkin Park and the music. But yet, the saddest part about it was that he couldn't save himself. I might be butchering the quote a little bit, because I'm going off the top of my head from when I saw it. But I was like, damn. Like, that's true. He saved millions of people through the music of Linkin Park, and through his performance in the band of Linkin Park. But yet the one person he couldn't save was himself. You're like, wow. Like, that's deep. That is deep. But at the same time, like, that's absolutely true. That hits right on the money. Like, you can't deny that sort of thing. And, yeah, man, it just sucks that he's no longer around. I will always cherish the music from Linkin Park. Always, forever and always. I'm always going to listen to Linkin Park. I'm always going to be a fan of Linkin Park. Is it going to be the same compared to how it used to be? No, because he's no longer around, Chester. and I don't know what the future holds for Linkin Park. Like, yes, they released some old material, unreleased material from past albums. I didn't make the actual final track list, which is great. And Mike Shadona, is that his second name? I cannot pronounce it properly, or I can't figure it out at the top of my head. Who's another member of the band. He does a lot of the cool stuff. He does a lot of the writing, producing, rapping. Like, he's a great rapper as well. And that's another thing I liked. You got a heavy metal band or a rock band with a person in the band who raps on the track. So it creates such a different kind of feel when it comes to Linkin Park music. Like, you're getting loads of different feelings in the song. Well, not in the song, sorry. Through this band. But, yeah. That's what I wanted to talk about here today, guys. I know I didn't dive too much on the song of Heavy. Those were my quick reactions on the song itself. Like, that's how I actually felt. Like, I didn't, at the time, I had mixed reactions on the song. It was a great song, but at the same time, I was like, it felt a bit pop for my liking. But then when I started listening to it a bit more and started listening to the lyrics, I was like, okay, yeah, this has got a deeper meaning. This has more of a hidden emotional meaning. And I was completely wrong. Not wrong, but like, I misjudged it from my first listening on the track. Where if I now sit back and listen to it a bit more, right, okay, yeah, I completely understand where he was coming from in the song. I understand the emotional attitude behind the song and how he was feeling. Well, maybe not so much how he's feeling, but like, I understand the message behind the song in some ways. But I'd like to know your guys' thoughts on a Linkin Park song or album. So with that being said, thank you all for listening. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys soon. Thank you very much for watching.